Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Good evening, and it's time for another bedtime story with Thompson. We are reading The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood by Howard Pyle, and this is Chapter 10, Will Scarlet. The three traveled along the sunny road. Robin and Little John cleared up the matter of the blue boar between them. After some distance, the day being warm and the road dusty, they grew thirsty. Just beyond the hedge, they found a creek cold as ice. Kneeling and making cups of their hands, they drank their fill and then stretched their limbs and rested. Before them, the dusty road ran across a plain. Robin kept his eyes on the road while the other two daydreamed. Suddenly, he pointed and broke the silence. "Look at that gaily feathered bird." The others looked and saw a young man walking slowly down the highway. Gaily colored he was indeed, dressed in scarlet silk and velvet, with a broad feather in his cap, and threads of gold in his leather scabbard. His hair was long and yellow and curled upon his shoulders. "By my life," cried Robin, "I believe he would faint if a furious mouse crossed his path." Arthur a Bland looked closely at the man and said, "But see how he holds his arms. I swear there are no weak limbs in those fine clothes, only tough muscles." "I think you are right, friend Arthur," said Little John. "No." "Pah," said Robin, "I shall find out who he is. You two stay hidden while I go question the stranger." He stepped forth from the shade of the beech tree and stood in the middle of the road with his hands on his hips. At first the man ignored him and tried to walk by him. When Robin refused to allow him to pass and demanded to see his purse, the stranger said sadly and gently, "Good friend, let me continue on in peace, or I fear I must kill you." As he said this, he drew his sword. "Your sword cannot hold against my oaken staff," said Robin. "Over there is an oaken thicket. Make yourself a good staff." First the stranger eyed Robin, and then his staff. He threw aside the rose he had been carrying all this time, thrust his sword back into the scabbard, and stepped to the roadside. He found a sapling to his liking. He did not cut it, but rolled up his sleeves, placed his heel against the ground, and plucked the young tree up by the roots with one mighty pull. When Little John and the tanner saw this, they whistled low under their breath. Whatever Robin thought, he stood his ground. Now he and the stranger in scarlet stood face to face. This way and that they fought, Robin's skill against the stranger's strength. The dust of the road rose like a cloud. The stranger beat down Robin's guard and laid him lower in the dust than he had ever fallen before. "Hold!" cried Robin. "I yield!" "Hold!" cried Little John, running from cover with the tanner at his heels. Robin lay in the road, leaning on his elbows, shaking his head. Little John could not help laughing at poor Robin, who was so sore and embarrassed that he angrily pushed away Little John's helping hand. "What is your name?" Robin asked the stranger. "My name is Gamwell," came the answer. "I came to find my mother's young brother, who men call..." "Will Gamwell, don't you know me, lads?" cried Robin, placing both hands upon the young man's shoulders. "Look at me well." "I do believe you are my Uncle Robin," he cried, flinging his arms around Robin and kissing him upon the cheek. "I left you 8 or 10 years ago," said Robin, "but I certainly trained you well. I tell you, lad, you are the strongest man I've ever seen. But tell me, why have you left Sir Edward and your mother?"
"It is a sad story, uncle," said young Gamwell. "You know my father is an easy man and very slow to anger. His steward, a saucy rascal, was always speaking rudely to him. One day I couldn't stand it any longer, so I gave the steward a slap on the ear. And would you believe it? The fellow died. They say I broke his neck, so they sent me away to escape the law."
"I am certainly glad to see you, Will, but a man escaping the law doesn't trip daintily along the highway sniffing a rose," said Robin. "We must change your name, for warrants will be out against you. So because of your colorful clothes, you shall be called Will Scarlet."
"I am glad to welcome you among us, Will Scarlet," said Little John, stepping forward and offering his great palm. "I am called Little John, and this is Arthur a Bland, who has just joined us."
Then Robin and Little John vowed that no one but the four of them would know of the sound beatings they had taken that day.
"Come, you shall go to Ancaster another time, Little John," said Robin. So turning their backs, they retraced their steps back to Sherwood.
End of chapter 10.
Whoa.
That was a good one, huh? Yeah. Will Scarlet's awesome.
Yeah, I will, and And Will Scarlet's real name is Robin Hood.
No, Will Scarlet's real name is Will Gamwell.
Oh, I thought they said that Robin should be called Will Scarlet, and so they did.
No, Robin Hood is Will Gamwell's uncle.
Oh. So.
So Will Scarlet is Robin Hood's nephew, and Will Scarlet is what they call Will. That's their name for Will Gamwell.
Yeah.
Everybody's got aliases because they're all on the lam from the law.
Oh. Yeah, they're like, yeah, Will Scarlet is a very good name. It's like, I will do it.
That is a good point. It is a very good name. But that's all we have time for tonight. So good night.
Good night.